I've got to stir things up, sir. There's a better Broadway out there, and I'm going to find it or build it. I am not going to let Broadway rot. I am not going to let Broadway rot. Hey, yo, I'm just like a beaver, a young overachiever, and I love being a hot big shot.
Not Hamilton, but Spamilton, a hilarious send-up of the mega-hit musical that's playing now at the Kirk Douglas Theater in Culver City. Spamilton is the brainchild of Gerard Alessandrini, who since 1982 has been poking fun at Broadway in the multiple incarnations of his musical revue Forbidden Broadway. Alessandrini paid a visit to KUSC to talk about what he does. Let me just start with parody, the art of taking music and fitting new lyrics to it and being funny.
It takes an audience to know the song you're parodying so that they know that the lyrics are incorrect. And I like to really turn the song inside out. In other words, leave the meaning or change the meaning by leaving as much of the original song the same. And then, of course, there's another level of funny, which is just talking about ridiculous things that are happening in the theater or around the world. My specialty is taking a theater song and turning it into theater commentary. In other words, I'm not using the parody to make a political statement. I'm using it to actually review the show that it's from.
And you've been doing this since 1980?
Oh, 82 with Forbidden Broadway, but I was doing it in my youth and teenage years and all, having fun, making friends laugh. So I was pretty adept at it by the time I got to Forbidden Broadway.
Musicals were a fascination for you from childhood?
Well, actually, no. You know, this being a classical station, I was brought up with a complete classical music education. My family were into opera. My father sang opera professionally. I had an aunt, Alba, who sang opera professionally. Everybody did a little bit. I was completely well-versed in that by the age of 3 or 4. But I didn't really know musicals at all. Now, growing up in Boston, though, they were trying out a lot of musicals in Boston. I knew this was true, but, you know, I was too young. We didn't spend the money to go into Boston to see the stage musicals. But as I got a little older, we went and see the roadshow film musicals like The Sound of Music or My Fair Lady. And I realized when I heard My Fair Lady that I could hear classical phrases, or I could say, like, oh, that's like The Merry Widow. That's like Franz Lehár. Oh, he's got a little bit of Deflatormouse in there. Oh, he's got a little bit of Brahms in there. You know, I could hear what he was doing. So I became interested right away in musicals because of that. And then I thought, oh, they've also got very funny English lyrics. And I thought, well, that would be fun to do. I remember I was about 9, and it was My Fair Lady. And I didn't have the record, but an aunt put on the album for me because the film was playing around. And they got to the song With a Little Bit of Luck. And I remember thinking, oh, this very much sounds like The Merry Widow, which I was already familiar with in German, right? But it was as melodic as The Merry Widow. But the lyrics were very funny and pithy and witty and ironic, With a Little Bit of Luck. And I thought, oh, I think I'd like to do that when I grow up, like write funny lyrics to really great music.
To what extent have you gotten feedback from the composers whose works you have adapted?
Well, Sondheim's been very tolerant and always very nice to me. I think he understands that I'm making a mess of his lyrics and sometimes his music. But I think he understands that it keeps the air fresh to be satirized. And then, of course, if you're a failure at what you're doing, nobody's going to satirize you. So in Forbidden Broadway, we were always satirizing the best writers. And I think after a while, they caught on to that. And most of the people in Broadway that we've satirized actually have come to see the show and enjoy it from in Broadway. And that's also true of Spamilton. Lin-Manuel has come twice to see the show and even give me some feedback. He told me that when he was younger, when we spoofed Rent, he like got up early in the morning to run down to Sam Goody's to buy the cast album because it was being released that day so we could have a recording of our Rent spoof, and that he was very flattered that now he was the adult writer and we were spoofing Hamilton.
And could you please quote Lin-Manuel's tweet?
The tweet that I know is the first time he came, I laughed my brains out. He came twice, but he also sent his sister to come, and he brought his in-laws, and then his mother and father came later on. So he must have talked it up good with his family.
You've been doing this for a number of years, and along comes this thing called Hamilton. Put us in your shoes. What's your reaction when this thing suddenly appears?
Oh, I was so thankful. I mean, it was such a burst of fresh air. I felt musicals had gotten so stale over the years. A Broadway musical, there were many hit musicals doing good business, but a lot of them were jukebox. Not that I have anything against a jukebox musical, but there were too many of them. A lot of them were revivals. Not that I have anything against classic shows, but there were too many of them. And there was very little of new real musical theater going on. But here comes Hamilton, which was pretty miraculous that they even created it and put it on. It was what I understood musical theater should really be. It was theater. It was a good story. It was the singing and how the story was told in a new way, which I think all the classic musicals were in their day. If you go back to Rodgers and Hammerstein and Lerner and Lowe, I think it was surprising how they would get in and out of the songs. Hamilton sort of reinvigorated that freshness of telling a musical story with song and how you were going to do it. And then, of course, Lin-Manuel has such an enormous palette of musical understanding. You can hear he's not just doing hip-hop or rap. You know, that's included. But the inclusion also is mixing it or mashing it with real musical theater. And then I can hear references to even classical music. So Hamilton comes along. It completely made Broadway accessible to the general public. As you know, Hamilton is embraced by not only by theatergoers, but by young people and teenagers and everyone around the country, people that aren't even generally interested in theater. So I don't think that's happened since the 1950s. I felt that I had to spoof it and wanted to spoof it. I mean, I dedicated my life to spoofing musicals, and I was glad to do it and happy to do it. And I had to learn to write rap or parody of rap. And it was slow going at first, but eventually I figured out what he was doing and turned the songs inside out.
Among the classics, what are your favorites?
Well, I'd have to put Hamilton up there. I think My Fair Lady is tremendous and maybe still the best for the same reason that Hamilton is, believe it or not. Because if you look at My Fair Lady and Hamilton, they both have a very broad range of musical styles in them. You don't think of My Fair Lady that way because we're so used to what it is. But, you know, it's got English music hall, it's got Viennese flavor, it's got a tango, these all fit. It's got an Ascot Gavotte from like the 17th century. It's got a bright show tune too, I Could Have Danced All Night. It's got a fandango, Show Me. It's even got some swing in You Did It. A lot of You Did It sounds like Deflate a Mouse. Anyway, they've got all this different styles of music, and it all fits perfectly into the story. Nothing feels like it was shoved in there. And that's why it's so colorful musically and so excellent dramatically, because it's based on one of the greatest plays of the 20th century, Pygmalion, that it's hard to beat. I feel the same way about Hamilton. Sondheim's Sweeney Todd, of course, is perfection. I used to talk about Sweeney Todd so much that a friend told me, you can't say Sweeney Todd for a year. You can't mention it for a year because you're talking about it too much. I love all the Sondheim. Sunday in the Park, I think, is his greatest musical. I love Kismet, which I think is tremendous. Of course, the music's Borodin. And, you know, it's very well written. The book and the lyrics are... The lyrics actually sound like they were written by Sondheim. They're so intelligent. They're a little Oma Kayanish purplish on purpose. Great story, you know. I love Kiss Me, Kate, of course, because it's a theater story, you know, backstage theater story. I've lived some of that. And I love the way it's two separate musicals come. You could almost take one musical, divorce it from the other, and do it. But they're so great together. What else do I love? I love Rodgers and Hammerstein. That's like Sophie's Choice to pick my favorite. I think if I had to, only because I did it when I was younger, I'd have to pick Oklahoma. That's the freshest and sexiest. I love South Pacific.
Is it fair to say that at this point, after 35 years experience in this sort of thing, that there is no familiar musical that has escaped your treatment? Is that fair to say?
No, I think we got everything. I mean, that's kind of why I moved on to Hamilton. I think there's some flops that we didn't do. To be funny, like I said, to make parody work, people have to be familiar with the original. And I think Forbidden Broadway and even Spamilton is celebrating what's successful about theater. And that's the warm part of it that makes you feel good when you see it.